Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, we can't not talk about the budget and also the implications for the Singaporean economy. We've heard from economists, market watchers and strategists about its impact on both financial markets and the outlook for Singapore's economy. But let's talk about at least what sort of risks this might actually pose to Singapore's fiscal position, especially with all of those tax reforms and revisions that were introduced at the budget statement last Friday. Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we're pleased to be joined by Mr. Darren Tay, the country risk analyst, Fitch Solutions, who also covers Singapore, to get his thoughts on what this will mean and what caught his eye at Singapore's recent budget statement. Mr. Tay, thank you so much for joining us today. Good morning. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon. Very pleased to be on. Thank you.
So, Darren, I'm sure you have a lot of thoughts about with regards to Singapore's recent budget statement. So let's just get into it, actually. Your thoughts or initial thoughts on the very meaty budget statement that was announced last Friday and what it means for Singapore's economy and path forward?
Well, I think it's a very positive budget for the economy and the country in general, meaning there's a social aspect of it as well. I think it laid out a clear plan to expand revenue base over the next few years to cope with rising expenditures. There was also attention paid to inequality, even some attention paid to housing affordability, in my view. And of course, the government developed further its plans for coping and tackling with climate change. So I think overall, this is also, I think, interesting to note that it's an expansionary budget. The government's final projection for the deficit this year is 0.5% of GDP. And I think that will continue to push the economy along.
All right. You know, it was expected, actually, that Singapore would try to get back to a surplus position as soon as possible, especially after those 2 years of extraordinary budget spending. But as you mentioned, they're expecting a slight deficit of about 0.5% of GDP. Is this a sign, based on what you're seeing, that Singapore is willing to tolerate a little more of a pinch in their fiscal position to make sure COVID's impact has been put to rest? And is this also a sign that maybe we're not completely out of the woods just yet in terms of those risks?
Yes, I think that's very much the intent, I would say. More specifically, I think, you know, going from a projected deficit of around 2% last year or 11 billion last year to a positive position this year would result in what economists would call a fiscal cliff. That basically says that withdrawing policy support from the economy too quickly could lead to unintended disruptions to activity. And so the accepted best practice is to actually ease the economy into a situation where there's less government spending to support it. So in other words, we change the fiscal cliff into a fiscal slope so people don't fall or tumble going down. And actually, that said, I think there's a good chance that the final fiscal balance for the year will turn out better, just like it did in 2021. My forecast currently, actually, for 2022 is for a completely balanced fiscal position because I think there's scope for revenue collection to outperform this year, given the generally strong prospect for economic growth in 2022.
We're still speaking to Mr. Darren Tay, Country Risk Analyst for Fitch Solutions here in Money FM 89.3. And we had to talk about taxes. You might even argue that this was the tax budget because of how much attention was given to it, Darren. Finance Minister Lawrence Wong laying out a number of sweeping measures and revisions from carbon taxes to GST timelines to property taxes, for instance. Which one of this set of tax revisions perhaps caught your eye the most or perhaps took you by surprise, either for better or worse?
Yes, it's definitely been a bumper crop of revenue expanding measures that's been announced by the finance minister. And I think the one that most surprised me as I was listening to his speech was that the GST hike would not be implemented this year, but rather be staggered over the next 2 years. And of course, with hindsight now, I think slightly stronger fiscal position that 2021 ended on probably gave some policy room for the government to do that. But yes, that came as somewhat of a surprise. The other measure that was somewhat surprising, which was not exactly a tax measure, was the further adjustment to the employment pass and S-pass minimum salary criteria, which I thought the government would have wanted to take a pause this year given the rapid hikes that it's been implementing over the past 2 years since 2020. But I think this shows that they're taking the unease of Singaporean workers and professionals very seriously, though businesses may feel the pinch as a result. And right. I do think that they should expect more tightening over the coming years.
All right. And just very quickly, Darren, to wrap all of this up, tax measures and all these issues were necessary to help Singapore begin replenishing its fiscal position and reserves. As a country risk analyst at Fitch, does this do anything to improve Singapore's already stellar fiscal position? Or is this just really just battering down the hatches and making sure that the foundations are stronger than they already are?
Yes, I would, as I've said, I think the budget has a very strong revenue foundation for the coming years, when we can expect the population to age further. So that typically means higher spending on, you know, healthcare, especially. And I think this will also allow the Singapore government to resume building up the reserves, which is actually an important part of government revenue. In fact, it is an unappreciated fact, but actually 21% of total projected revenue this year will come from net investment returns contribution, which is essentially the proceeds that comes from our invested reserves. And that helps to augment government revenues and allows them to hold off on raising taxes even further than they already have.
All right, Darren Tay, Country Risk Analyst for Fitch Solutions, thank you so much for taking some time out of your day to join us today on Money FM 89.3 to share with us your thoughts of the recent budget. As always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these times. We look forward to next time you can join us on the show. Meanwhile, hope you have a great week ahead, sir.
Thank you very much for having me.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.